So Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. And why don't you tell us a little bit, kind of the 10,000-foot view of the Tailwag Inn, which I think is, when it comes to animal care facilities, there is no shortage on great puns, and that is incredible. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, that I'll be totally honest, that was 100% a Chat GPT
Okay. Okay.
brainstorming whenever we first started just even talking about the idea of Tailwag and the move. And as soon as we saw it, we were just like, that's it, that's us, like 100% that name is all us. But essentially, what we are is we are dog boarding, day stay. That's kind of our name for daycare, because we are a little bit different than kind of the facilities where the dogs just kind of hang out and play together. And then we also have some training too that we offer. At the end of the day, our main reason for Tailwag and kind of what we do here is, as you mentioned earlier, we moved from Texas to Ohio, right? Because I have my youngest is autistic, and so we moved here for really for better resources. But just being her mom and having a special needs child has really taught me one size does not fit all. And for her to thrive, we've had to figure things out and rework and start over, and we're constantly doing that. And so having her has taught us everybody deserves their own space to thrive, and whatever that is what we want to offer to the dogs that are here. So we are not a one size fits all. We have purposely stayed small. We only have 16 kennels total because every dog that comes in here comes in as a dog and not a number, right? And at the end of the day, we really say that these dogs kind of become our family, and we just meet them wherever they are and whatever their needs are.
That's an incredible story. And I think when it comes to caring for members of our family, I think everybody is probably a very high priority on how well we care for our pets. You know, sometimes we care about our pets, care for our pets more than we care for ourselves. You mentioned moving up here to the Valley from Texas. What is that biggest step for you to take to kind of plunge into owning your own business?
I think the biggest thing for us was it kept getting pushed back and pushed back because we kept saying, okay, we need to do this. We're not ready. We need to do this. We're not ready. It just got to the point where we're like, we're never going to feel like we're ready. You're never going to feel like everything is in place, and that's okay. Also, the fact that it still felt scary was a bit of a hindrance for us. Like, okay, well, when it doesn't feel scary, we'll do it. But that's not really how it works. It's okay that it feels scary. It should feel scary. And just because it feels scary doesn't mean it's the wrong move. For you to make and for our family to make. So we finally were just like, you know what? What's the worst that can happen?
When you talk about what I think would be considered a care-based business, I think you start looking at legacy. You're making such a positive impact in our community. You know, what kind of impact do you want to leave?
What would we like to leave? So one of the biggest things up here is we moved up here for better resources for May, honestly, for autism and to find the resources. But we also moved up here because back home, and I don't know how to say this, we would go out with May to restaurants or in public and we would get ugly looks. We don't
Sure.
get that up here at all. Everybody is so welcoming and everybody is so understanding. And one of the things that's been super amazing about being up here is everyone who hears our story has been so supportive and so welcoming. And I think at the end of the day, if our legacy with Tailwag can just be that, you know, when you brought your dog here, you became part of the family. You were comfortable. You were at peace. You didn't worry when you brought your dog here. That's the biggest thing. But also for everybody that was supportive of us, we want to be able to be that for someone else at some point.
That's incredible. You know, I think that's such a great at the heart of why local businesses are so important and why people who run local businesses, it's because they care so much for their community and the people around them. So if somebody wanted to inquire about boarding or training services or anything, what's the best way to get in touch with you guys?
You can find us on social media at Tailwag Inn, and then our website is thetailwagin.com.
And if people want to call you to get a hold of you a little bit quicker.
Yes, 234-418-8268.
Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time today. Like the story from start to finish is incredible. And, you know, congratulations to you and your family. You know, really, my hat's off to you and your husband. You know, you
Well,
guys
thank
are
you.
all doing great.